Shalom, this is Yara Ben Emmet with the Torah Westman Podcast Channel. I wish you have a blessed day, no matter what you hear on the news. Let Hashem be your hope. Let Hashem be your hope, okay? Your salvation is in Hashem. That's the one true God of Israel. Hashem means the name, the only name that's above all kings of the earth and above all things that we understand to be real in this reality that we call life, and in our imagination of alternate reality that we have still thinking about decision and innovation, all ideas and innovation, everything good and blessed comes from God, right? That we all say, oh man. The title of this podcast edition is The Taliban Five Who Led to the Fall of Kabul. What am I talking about here? And why is an Orthodox Jew speaking about the Taliban? Well, I already introduced myself before. I'm a Gulf War combat veteran. I served in the Air Force for 20 years. I've been deployed multiple areas throughout the world. And in January 2013, I accepted a government position to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, or Gitmo, okay? With a Joint Tactical Force there. I was assigned to be an Information System Security Manager responsible for reporting up to the government for classified data, for intelligence gathering, XYZ. Everyone knows after 9/11, shortly after we went to war against the Al-Qaeda affiliates and Taliban affiliates that had launched the attacks against Washington, D.C., the Pentagon, the towers in New York City, we arrested many, many thousands of Taliban affiliates, Al-Qaeda. You hear about KSM, the high-value detainees. Up to 600 detainees were at one time under George Walker Bush's administration were at Guantanamo Bay. Before that, they were in tent cities throughout the world and they were on aircraft carriers, not germane. But that number gradually diminished over a period of time because, you know, George Walker Bush, shortly after 9/11 occurred, that horrific attack that killed nearly 3,000 people, not all of them were Americans, some were Jews, internationals in those business buildings in the tower complex. He said Islam's a beautiful religion of peace. So use that justification. Instead of using military tribunals and judging these detainees for acts against humanity, crimes against humanity, he let a lot of them free. They were caught incidentally. Some of them were caught around the people that were murdering our soldiers, murdering women, raping women in Afghanistan during those early dark days of 9/11. Many of them were just caught in the wrong crowd, right? Some of them were Americans that went there. Some of them were Europeans that went there and joined in that caliphate there. You know what happened with ISIS. They were made up, composed of many different nations. When I was there in 2013, I was responsible for many other things, but oversight over these detainees and the way that they were containerized in different classified facilities. We had a group of high-value detainees in one area, and we had a lower, middle-tier, threat-level detainees in other areas. Not germane to get into the details. But on June 1st, 2014, under President Obama, in the middle of the night, when no one else knew, not even the soldiers, Army soldiers that were responsible for checking on the detainees they were assigned to, giving them food and nourishment, insulin shots, medicine, whatever, or they may be the next PlayStation game or whatever, no one was notified. I was there during that time. And I remember to this day I checked on the news the following morning that five of the worst Taliban field commanders, superheroes for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, I mean, even an individual responsible for the founding of the Taliban, they were released and flown out on a C-17, I believe, an Air Force military transport plane to Qatar and put on probation there, little ankle bracelets, whatever. And that whole idea was to trade five Taliban hardened Islamic terrorist commanders for one American soldier, Sergeant Burdall, who committed treason against the United States, who deserted his post, was captured by the Taliban, supposedly. I think he joined the Taliban shortly and gave up secrets and led to the deaths of his comrades there. I think he's free now. But anyway, they traded a Benedict Arnold, essentially, for five hardened Taliban commanders against John McCain, who was a pacifist liberal Republican who thought he wanted to make peace with the good Muslims in Afghanistan and Syria. He said, don't release these people. Obama did what he wanted to. Pentagon generals and admirals knew about it. No one on the ground in Guantanamo knew about it until they were gone the next morning, and you had five empty detainee cells. I reported on this, and I was talking to intelligence analysts at that time that they were high risk, and they were getting ready to present to an admiral there why these people, these five Taliban combatant soldiers, should not be released anytime soon. But they were released anyway. Why am I mentioning something that happened in ancient history? Because these five Taliban have rejoined the Taliban combat theater of operations in Afghanistan, who ultimately led to the fall of Kabul. Some of them are in senior leadership positions. So you have a Democratic president, Obama, who aided and abetted Islamic terrorists who are now responsible for the nonsense and the horrific things that are happening, unfolding on an hourly basis in Afghanistan. I hope people are looking. Obama actually released a detainee from Guantanamo Bay who led to Ambassador Stevens being murdered in Libya. You remember Libya, Gaddafi? Yeah, I was active duty during that time. This Jew would not tell any lies. Yar ben Emmet. Emmet means truth. What does this have to do with the Torah? What, you think I'm just a religious person? No, I'm a man of science and history. And I'm definitely a patriot. I'm a veteran. And these things are very important. The Torah is all about morality, how we treat one another and our relationship to the one true God of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. There are crimes, constitutional crimes, being committed throughout our government all the time. And the American people are essentially clueless. I talked to someone about the Taliban Five today, and they didn't know who I was talking about. I was there when it was happening. And I will never forget it. It is an incredulous thing. When I get on my computer at Guantanamo Bay on the morning after they were removed, go to CNN because they're responsible for checking for data spillages and things like that. And then I found out the Taliban Five were home free in Qatar. Yeah. And the intelligence analysts thought I was crazy until I showed them the information. It was a big scandal there, and it did not help with morale in Guantanamo. So here we are today. I hope we learn from our lessons of making mistakes over and over again, doing the same stupid things, like our current president not listening to our intelligence experts. Why have intelligence experts who are putting their life on the line throughout the world, who is their main job to give near real-time intelligence to the president so he can make important decisions that impact every American citizen, both here and abroad, if he refuses to adhere to it, like President Obama? And remember, President Obama's vice president was Biden. I promise you, I will always stand by the Constitution of the United States. I will defend it from enemies within and without. I'm a patriot. I'm an Orthodox Hasidic Jew who is a Zionist for Israel, but I'm also very patriotic for America. And I want to get this news home to you so you could run with it. Check it out yourself. I'm not exaggerating anything. Actions have consequences. The road of good intentions does not lead to where we think it might lead. America is deeply wounded for our reputation abroad. No one will trust us again for sharing intelligence. No one will trust us again for defending them. You think Taiwan, who the Chinese Communist government has threatened to take over and invade? Do you think they trust the current president? Do you think Israel thinks that our president will hold their back if they have to go to war against Iran to knock out their nuclear arms program? And they're developing a nuclear warhead within the next several weeks. All of this is going on. Terrorism is sprouting out around the world. Now, we did a podcast about this. I'm not going to go into detail of that. Please listen to it. We have blood, sweat, and tears, precious treasure that we'll never be able to get back again. It's our beautiful military men and women who sacrificed their lives for something they believed in, and defending the U.S. Constitution and defending our national security interests abroad, who went to war in Afghanistan. And 20 years later, we're coming up to the anniversary. What do we have to show for it? Just like a chalkboard. You have all kinds of complex mathematical equations, calculus or whatever, and you want to save it because you want to bring your phone and take a picture of it, and then some student goes back and erases the whole thing. You spent hours in those calculations and now it's gone. Yeah, we hit the reset button in Afghanistan. Now we are back to where we were before, except it's much more dangerous because now Taliban has access to some of the most lethal military hardware and weaponry that the U.S. has deployed for the Afghan army to use, who has been decimated. 60,000 Afghan soldiers lost their lives in the last 10 years against the Taliban. So don't say they ran away. No, they left their posts and did everything they could to save their families and their own necks because they had lost air support in Bagram Air Base because Biden evacuated that base. There's no air support to this day to rescue the 10,000 or more American citizens that are spread out around Kabul in different provinces. This is a horrible situation that is worse than Jimmy Carter's hostage scenario. In many ways, it is worse than the fall of Saigon. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you share this information with your children. Listen, I am a subject matter expert in these things, and that's why I'm speaking about this. I'm not reading someone else's transcript or any other's newspaper or news outlet. I'm reporting to you what I know to be true. Yoav Ben Emet signing out. Shalom Aleichem to you. I wish you nothing but God's blessings. Remember, those that choose to bless Israel will be blessed. Those people that choose to curse Israel will be cursed. Go to YouTube, check out my videos. I will see you later. Yoav Ben Emet signing out.